就在拜习通话的前夕，美国国务卿布林肯在国务院的记者会上表示，俄罗斯在乌克兰犯下战争罪行，如果中国为俄罗斯提供支持，美国也会让中国付出代价。有关详情，我们现在就连线美国之音驻国务院记者站站长张荣香。荣香你好。
平江好。
荣香先来给我们介绍一下美国国务卿布林肯今天对于即将举行的拜习通话有什么样的说明。
美国国务卿布林肯表示，美国将警告中国对俄罗斯提供任何军事援助将承担后果。一般认为，在美国针对俄罗斯所施加的种种制裁之下，如果中国对俄罗斯提供任何军事甚至金元或是财务上的资助呢，将受制于这些制裁措施遭到波及。近来我们看到了高级美国官员纷纷表示，中国避免在俄罗斯入侵乌克兰之后谴责俄罗斯，并且刻意避免使用入侵这样的字眼来形容俄罗斯在乌克兰的种种的行为。那么这样的做法呢，美国认为违反了中国在联合国安全理事会之下作为永久成员国的义务，也和联合国宪章之下维护全球和平稳定的义务背道而驰。美国国务卿布林肯曾经表示，在历史的洪流中，中国的选择站错了边。接下来我们来看看美国国务卿布林肯怎么说。
We believe China in particular has a responsibility to use its influence with President Putin and to defend the international rules and principles that it professes to support. Instead, it appears that China is moving in the opposite direction by refusing to condemn this aggression while seeking to portray itself as a neutral arbiter. And we're concerned thatThey're considering directly assisting Russia with military equipment to use in Ukraine. President Biden will be speaking to President Xi tomorrow and will make clear that China will bear responsibility for any actions it takes to support Russia's aggression, and we will not hesitate to impose costs.
除了拜习通话之外，我们看到俄罗斯现在入侵乌克兰已经进入第四个星期了。那对于最新的局势，美国国务院还有哪些特别的关注？
美国官员今天证实，一名美国人在乌克兰由于俄罗斯的轰炸行为已经死亡。那么过去几个礼拜，我们从新闻画面中可以看到，俄罗斯轰击了平民设施。星期三，美国总统拜登称俄罗斯总统普京为战争的罪犯，尽管随后莫斯科表示这样的说法不可以接受，不可原谅。那么星期四在不久之前结束的记者会当中呢，美国国务卿布林肯表示，一些美国专家正在收集证据，也正在评估是否在法理上正式把俄罗斯在乌克兰的所作所为定性为战争罪行。布林肯表示，他个人认为攻击平民已经构成了战争罪行。接下来我们来看看布林肯怎么说。
3 weeks ago, Russia launched its unprovoked war on Ukraine. With every day that passes, the number of civilians, including children, killed and wounded, continues to climb. Russia continues to attack civilian sites, including this week alone, a hospital, 3 schools, a boarding school for visually impaired kids, in the Luhansk region of Ukraine. Yesterday, Russian forces bombed a theater in Mariupol, where hundreds of people had been taking shelter. The word children had been written in Russian in giant white letters on the pavement outside the building so that you could know from the air that there were children inside. Russian forces also opened fire on 10 civilians who were waiting in line for bread. These incidents join a long list of attacks on civilian, not military locations across Ukraine, including apartment buildings, public squares, and last week, a maternity hospital in Mariupol. I doubt that any of us who saw those images will ever forget them. We've seen Russia use similar tactics before, in Grozny, in Aleppo. They stepped up their bombardment with the goal of breaking the will of the people. Yesterday, President Biden said that, in his opinion, war crimes have been committed in Ukraine. Personally, I agree. Intentionally targeting civilians is a war crime. After all the destruction of the past 3 weeks, I find it difficult to conclude that the Russians are doing otherwise.
好的，谢谢荣香在国务院的连线报道。